Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time for an update of the news and issues facing our state's entrepreneurial community. Here to help us, as usual, John Swamp Fox Warner, co-founder of Accessible Diagnostics, and he runs the Swamp Fox Success Facebook page, and he joins us now by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. John, welcome back to the program.
Hi, Mike.
So tell us, what is happening in the swamp this week?
Mike, you know, we talk about entrepreneurship in the state, and often we end up, you know, talking about something that happened in Charleston or Columbia or Greenville, one of the metropolitan areas, but there's a very cool program that recently provided entrepreneurs $125,000 in funding, and this is the Agribusiness Center for Research and Entrepreneurship, which is a part of the South Carolina Department of Agriculture. And what's cool about this is these entrepreneurs are in rural areas, you know, where we don't normally talk about. So Orangeburg and Aiken, Anderson. There was a couple of these that I thought were really interesting. You've heard of Artisan Products, right?
Well, yeah, I'm an artisan bread maker myself.
Well, that's what I was thinking, bread and wine and even some beers, you know, you hear referred to that way. There's a dairy in Orangeburg called the Low Country Creamery. You know, dairies have a hard time. I mean, milk is a commodity product and the price is really low. And so it's hard for entrepreneurs to compete. Low Country Creamery has developed yogurt and cheeses and flavored butters. I remember some economic development discussions in the state long ago that was talking about, you know, from an agriculture perspective, one of the things we needed to do was have farmers begin to add value to the products they were growing. I mean, too often South Carolina farmers, you know, grew a crop and shipped it out of state where it's processed. And these folks are actually doing the process and adding value to their products, selling them locally. So I just thought it was a really interesting entrepreneurial example of where, you know, we've taken a traditional industry, agriculture, and you have a group of entrepreneurs that have provided innovation to that and are adding value in products that are more profitable, they're more sustainable, and this is what we need to see more of in the state, isn't it?
Well, it certainly is, and I'm interested to hear about the other one. You mentioned that you had a couple of stories there.
I do, Mike. One of the other ones is Carolina Pride Pastures, and it's an alpaca farm. How about that in Newberry County? They harvest, you know, the fibers from the alpaca, but they also traditionally had on-site educational visits where, you know, educators and parents and homeschoolers would come on educational field trips, you know, to their farm. And, well, you know what happened, right? COVID-19 struck. So we're not making field trips, you know, to the farm anymore. And, you know, they've now taken this and turned it into a virtual experience. So the resources they got helped them take and, you know, make an educational experience for the students, but now it's online. Probably they can actually reach a larger market that way, maybe even outside of South Carolina. It doesn't say that, but I mean, once it's digital and once it's online, you know, you can broadcast it much further. So another cool example of where very interesting agricultural setting, alpacas and even llamas on their farm, and they were having educational field trips and whatnot. The world changed just like it did for all of us. And, you know, rather than giving up, you know, they found a way now to reinvent themselves and are promoting what they're doing continually to other, you know, educational settings. And I think that's really neat that, you know, we have a bunch of agricultural-based businesses in the state, especially in rural areas, that are responding to the crisis and thriving and, you know, successful.
And all of this extra support that these companies are receiving is coming from our state Department of Agriculture through an agribusiness program?
Right. It's called the Agribusiness Center for Research and Entrepreneurship. And if you catch that acronym, it's ACRE, pretty cool for an agricultural entrepreneurial program. And it's the South Carolina Department of Agriculture. It's been around a few years, and you can actually look at their site and see a number of other agricultural entrepreneurial initiatives that they funded over the years, you know, all over South Carolina.
Well, John, thanks so much for spending time with us today.
Thanks, Mike.
John Warner is co-founder of Accessible Diagnostics, and he runs the Swamp Fox Success Facebook page, and he joined us by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Remember, You can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.